This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That means our phone lines are open for you as well at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to have you join us this morning. Again, the studio number 608-321-1310. It's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus. Also listen back to this and previous shows' podcasts. And the telephone number for the office here in Madison at Klaus Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air with CJ and Malia this morning, give us a ring, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. CJ, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you. And Malia, how are you doing on this beautiful morning?
Very good. We're all happy to be here.
It's a happy day, and we've got some important information as always. We're going to be talking about three letters that mean a whole lot, RMDs. And of course, the great aspect of this is the opportunity to donate to charities. We'll get some details on all of that coming up in just a moment here on Money in Motion. I mentioned the website earlier, klausfinancial.com. If you haven't been there recently, check it out. You can learn more about Klaus Financial, the team there. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great weekly email, and of course, listen back to podcasts there online as well. The telephone number at the Klaus Financial office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment with Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary. It will be free to you. Again, the number 608-321-1310. That's 608-442-5637 to get on the air, 608-321-1310. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, all these cool things we do, another really cool thing we do on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll have a chance a little bit later on the program to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy from our friends at Klaus Financial. Tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the show, but a little tip, listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer to the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. And before we start talking RMDs and charities and some opportunities there, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice discussion about Medicare and Medicare supplements and things that you need to be aware of. Our question was a true or false question. If you or your spouse paid into Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years, Medicare Part A, which is hospital insurance, will be free to you. True or false? Correct answer was true. Congratulations. Shout out to our winner last week. I believe she is the first one that's ever called from this small village of Mazomani, or Mazo, I guess, for short. Congratulations to Brenda. Thanks for listening carefully and answering the question correctly.
Very, very cool. And you too can be like Brenda this week. Chance to win a fantastic prize. Tip, listen closely to the program. As mentioned, we are going to be talking about different ways that listeners who are retiring are kind of handling those RMDs. And if you missed a couple of weeks ago, we did a really in-depth show on RMDs, required minimum distributions. You can listen to that back to that at klausfinancial.com. And of course, if they're in the habit of donating to their favorite charities, there's something they may want to consider when it regards taxes. Correct, CJ?
Yeah. So when we discuss required minimum distributions, so known as RMDs, or synonymously minimum required distributions known as MRDs, these are the same things. It does make sense to also, with that discussion, talk about philanthropy. And so we're going to first set the stage here this morning about just making sure you understand what an RMD is and what age it will apply to you and why, you know, why Congress and the IRS enforce this. But then we're going to shift to ways that you can meet that required distribution when you become required to pull them, while also being charitably minded. So some exciting things to be talking about here this morning, but I'm going to begin laying the groundwork. So let's begin by discussing the RMDs first, and so make sure you understand what that is. So most of you who are, we'll say, over 70, know that not too long ago, the required minimum distribution age used to be 70 and a half. And yes, for whatever reason, Congress and the IRS love these half birthdays. We don't quite understand why, but they do. Well, with the passing of the SECURE Act that went into effect on January 1st of 2020, and then the subsequent SECURE Act 2.0 that actually was passed at the end of 2022, with the passing of these different acts, the ages got moved from what used to be 70 and a half, what then after the SECURE Act 1.0 was 72, and now after the passing of SECURE Act 2.0, that age is now 73 or 75, depending upon when you were born. So again, with the SECURE Act, the IRS now requires that most owners of IRAs withdraw part of their tax-deferred savings accounts each year after reaching the age of 73. Now again, truth be told, there are people listening to me right now on the air that their RMD age was 75 and still therefore is 70. Or I'm sorry, I said 75. I meant 70 and a half. There are people listening whose RMD age was and is 72. There are people listening that it will be 73, and there are people who are listening that it will be 75. So it's actually important for you to know what your age will be. So let me try to make it simple for you. If you are not currently required to pull minimum distributions, then your RMD age is either 73 or 75. It's one or the other. And if you are not age 73 by the end of 2033, then your age will be 75. So let me repeat that. If you are not currently required to make a minimum distribution from your pre-tax retirement account, you will be required to pull that minimum distribution at age 73 if you turn 73 before the end of 2033. If not, then it will be 75. Isn't this stuff confusing, Sean? I just
yes.
can't believe it.
It gives us plenty to talk about each week, though, CJ.
I guess. Goodness gracious.
Talking this morning, Sean, with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking about all the details and the nuances of this stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of information in every week's program. You can always listen back and subscribe online to the podcast at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary to you and to get on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Speaking of RMD, CJ, you mentioned some important ages and dates and birth years and those type of things. There's also some other important days as well when it comes to RMDs, aren't there?
There are. So hopefully if you're listening closely, you're saying, okay, you know, my RMD age is going to be 73 or my RMD age is going to be 75. So once you've identified that, then the question becomes, so how does this work? When do I actually have to pull? So I'm going to introduce another concept called the RBD, the required beginning date. So let's assume that one of you who are listening, you have identified that your RMD age is 73. And let's assume that you turn 73 in, I'll just say, November of this year, okay? So in the first year in which you turn RMD age, so if you turn 73 in November of this year, then that means you are RMD age in the year 2023. Well, your required beginning date, known as your RBD, is April 1st of the following year. So you would have to pull out your 2023 RMD by no later than April 1st of 2024. However, here's the kicker. Every subsequent year, your RMD must be out by December 31st. So if you're tracking with us, if you choose to, in your first year where you have that RMD, if you choose to push it out to the following year, so you pull it out to say January, February, March of 2024, then that means you will have two RMDs that have to come out that year. And the reason that could matter is because these RMDs, if they're not done as qualified charitable distributions, which Malia is going to talk about in a moment, these RMDs are taxable to you typically and increase your taxable income. And therefore, having two of them fall in a year may or may not be ideal for you. But again, identify your RMD age, then identify your required beginning date, and then figure out kind of your strategy on how you're going to pull it out. Now, If you pull out less than your RMD, we have this kind of rule of thumb, which is don't do that. But if you end up pulling out less than your RMD, it used to be like a 50% penalty on anything you didn't pull out. That has now come to, I think, a 20 or 25% penalty, and it's much easier actually to get the IRS to waive that. But either way, you still don't want to miss that minimum distribution. And remember that the RMD is the required minimum distribution. It doesn't mean you can't pull more than that. It just means if you are not already pulling out at least that amount, you will be required to pull out that amount at those ages. Now, you can also go to IRS.gov and look up your own RMD table. Most people will be using something called the Uniform Lifetime Table if they're pulling from their own retirement account. And it'll tell you your life expectancy and how to run that calculation, because there are some calculations to this. You have to take your December 31st value and then divide it by your life expectancy factor, which gives you a number, yada, yada, yada. This is so much fun. But really, if you deal with anybody who does these calculations regularly, it's not overly complex once you've done it a few thousand times. And then if you have a spouse who is more than 10 years younger than you, then you may not be using the Uniform Lifetime Table. You'd be using a different table. But again, go to investor.gov or to irs.gov and look up their RMD worksheets there, and it'll get you started in the right direction. But really, everybody, I would highly suggest if you're going to start dealing with RMDs and qualified charitable distributions and Roth conversions, these are things that are best not done on your own. You may want to hire a professional.
Anytime I hear worksheet calculation and tables, I think, okay, time to hire a professional. So great groundwork there laid all about RMDs from CJ. We'll get into, of course, RMDs and what they have to do with charitable giving. We'll talk with Malia about that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you haven't been over to the website, KLOSFinancial.com, tell you to head on over there right now. It's a fantastic resource to learn more about KLOS Financial. Mentioned also earlier about the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that you can subscribe to right at KLOSFinancial.com. It's a nice email. It's got a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. You can subscribe right at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning with Malia and CJ, just call the station 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll talk QCDs and take your call next as Money in Motion with KLOS Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLOS Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ KLOS and Malia Cuevas this morning on the program. Don't forget about the website, KLOSFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Fantastic website to learn more about KLOS Financial. Sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter and so much more. Again, all at KLOSFinancial.com. The telephone number for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment. It is complimentary to you at KLOS Financial. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Talking about RMDs and specifically RMDs when it comes to charitable giving. And Malia, CJ laid out a great primer on what exactly RMDs are. So what then do they have to do with charitable giving?
Yeah, excuse me. That's a great question. You know, so remember that as CJ pointed out, RMDs are minimums, right? So that's the minimum that you're going to be required to take out from your pre-tax accounts. And so I want to stress that many people actually are already, you know, once you've reached the magic age of needing to take out those RMDs, many people are already taking out enough to satisfy those because they actually need the income, believe it or not, from their investments. So sometimes it's even a non-issue because people are taking it out and they are realizing the income because they need the income. So what's important to recognize about RMDs is that they're coming from these accounts of yours, your old IRAs that are sitting there, and these have never been taxed. So you need to understand that as those required minimum distributions come out, they are going to be reflected as taxable income. And so one thing I would say is that our clients always want to know is how to save or reduce their taxes. And so this possibly could be an answer as we look at charitable giving. So, believe it or not, many people still don't even know this exists, this opportunity. But some people are starting to say, okay, I'm starting to understand that with the higher standard deductions, which continue to be increased this year, a standard deduction for a joint household is $27,700, and for an individual household is at $13,850. So if the higher standard deductions continue to be in place and continue to go up, people recognize that there's less chance of them actually itemizing. So right now they're saying that less than 15% of taxpayers itemize their taxes. So what we're getting to with charitable giving and the combination of your RMDs is something called QCDs. Again, QCDs are qualified charitable distributions. And this actually was hovered in Congress for a while. It was being utilized, but was actually made permanent back in 2015 with the passage of the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, called the PATH Act. So that's where it actually was formalized. And so to be clear here, a qualified charitable distribution rule that you can take advantage of provides you the opportunity to transfer up to a maximum of $100,000 per taxpayer per year from your IRA custodian directly to a qualified charity. So what this does, as long as it goes basically from custodian to its actual recipient, not you, but the qualified charity, you can actually not pay taxes on those amounts, which is fabulous for people, especially with money that they don't need, and they're charitably minded. So to be clear, this is only available for IRAs, and you have to have reached the age of 70 and a half. So back to all those numbers CJ spouted earlier, which is accurate for when you actually have to start taking the required minimum distributions out, this age was not adjusted with the SECURE Act. So you can actually start this QCD distribution cycle as early as 70 and a half. And many people we see are doing this because they don't want to pay as much in taxes years later when they're required to start taking it out. So, point being, unlike conventional RMDs that we spoke of, QCDs are not subject to the ordinary federal income taxes. And so, any amount processed as a QCD, it'll count towards your RMD requirement. So, say you have to take out $10,000 a year, but you like to give to your church. Maybe you like to give to your church monthly or some other charity. You can actually decide, hey, I want to take $5,000 of that $10,000. Have my custodian direct it directly to the church. The church is going to be happy if they get it in a lump sum or twice a year, whatever you want to do. And that will actually reduce your taxable amount from your distribution. But there's some really important things to understand about this. One is it has to come out by from your IRA by the RMD deadline, which is December 31st every year. And it has to be an eligible qualified charity, so 501c3 organizations, things like that. You need to remember that your children are not a charity, so this would not apply, even though it seems like they are. And something CJ is going to discuss, donor advised funds, which we talk about sometimes at the same time as QCDs, these actually are not permitted to receive QCDs on a tax advantage basis. So we'll discuss that in a few minutes. I want to point out something though. Normally, and especially before we all started with these higher levels of standard deductions, we would all keep track of every donation we made, and then we would, give it to our accountant, and it would be a charitable deduction. Well, if you're doing a QCD, you're having $1,000 sent to your church, you don't also get to take a deduction for it, okay? It's an amount that you're not going to have to pay taxes on, but you don't get to go the other way as well and deduct it. And I think the biggest thing I wanted to make sure everybody heard today, because if you're involved in participating in the QCD distribution, you need to understand that this is not going to show up as a single line item on your 1099-R. You may have contributed via QCDs to your charities and so forth, but it's not delineated on that actual 1099-R. So you need to properly report this to your accountant that QCDs were made, because we don't want you to end up paying taxes for something that you distinctly had go directly from your custodian to the charity. So keep records of the charity, noting the distribution, provide this to your accountant so you can get credit for your generous donations.
Something I know accountants really appreciate and love, records.
They do. Those nice little spreadsheets.
Yeah, it makes life easier for everyone. And what a great opportunity and a great option for you as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this week about charitable givings. And of course, when it comes to QCDs, really great options for you. Start a conversation with CJ, Malia, and the team at Kloss Financial. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. You heard Malia mentioned, of course, donor advised funds. We'll get the details from CJ. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Obviously, mornings, a lot of us come and go, get out of the car, maybe pick up some coffee or some other things and jump back in. Maybe you missed part of the program. You can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. You can also listen to previous shows podcasts there as well and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That all available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Talking about RMDs, and then of course I've talked about charitable giving and some options there when it comes to charitable giving from your RMD and what you're able to do there with QCDs. And that brings us to donor advised funds. What exactly are those, CJ, and can we save on taxes by using that option?
Yeah, so we as an organization, we're huge fans of donor advised funds. So I do want to, before we get into them, I do just want to really reflect back on what Malia just ended her segment with, that those qualified charitable distributions that come out of your IRA do not specifically get identified as qualified charitable distributions. They just show up as part of your 1099-R from your investment account, your retirement account, wherever that resides. Therefore, you must notify your accountant. I'm really just repeating what Malia just said. You must notify your accountant, because if your accountant sees charitable receipts, they're going to assume they are itemized deductions. Mm. And they're going to stack them up to see if it's enough to exceed the standard. And often they are not. And therefore, if they just get those receipts, they have no way of knowing that that was a QCD. So there's no documentation of this. Therefore, we cannot emphasize this enough. We see so many errors in this. Please, 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 if you are going to do a qualified charitable distribution, which is a distribution from your retirement account directly to a charity, you need to immediately notify your accountant. Okay, I think we've hit that one enough. But to these donor advised funds, this is different. So think of it this way. Qualified charitable distributions are a way to not have to add those minimum distributions to your taxable income, right? So think about it. Why am I forced to do these minimum distributions? And the answer is Uncle Sam has allowed you to defer taxes long enough. Therefore, Uncle Sam wants you to pull that money out now and pay income taxes on it. But one way to avoid those income taxes is by giving it directly to a charity, whereby it does not add to your taxable income. Well, what if I either am not eligible yet for QCDs, or if I want to actually use larger chunks of cash because maybe I sell a business and I've got multi-millions of dollars coming in, it's going to cause me massive taxation. Are there ways when I'm not yet RMD age, or when I have a big taxable event, for me to use that year to bring down my taxable income? Yes, this is what a donor advised fund does really, really well. It's called a tax bunching strategy. So I know we're running out of time here, so I'm just going to cover it at a very high level. Donor advised fund is a charitable entity. Okay, so we use Fidelity's donor advised fund. When I make a donor advised fund contribution of I'll use cash in this example. If I have a big sale of a business and I decide I want to put $500,000 of that cash that I receive into a donor advised fund, that shows up as an itemized deduction. But because it's so large, it well exceeds the standard deduction, of course. So it's called I'm bunching my contributions. It goes into the donor advised fund, which is in and of itself an irrevocable donation to a charity. But then the donor advised fund just holds the monies in there. I can invest those if I want to. But I can then, if I'm on the Fidelity Charitable website, go and find any publicly registered charity and give dollar amounts out of that at will over however many years into the future that I want to. And then when I die, if there's money left over in that donor advised fund, I just name beneficiaries. Or, believe it or not, I can even name my children to continue that thing on for some period of time. Now, there's some limitations on that. There's also limitations on how much you can put into these donor advised funds as it relates to your total income in a given year, what are called AGI limitations. And then you can also use highly appreciated stock to actually do donations to donor advised funds. But then the limitations of the AGI goes down even further. But here's all I would say to you. This concept should be simple enough for even over the air for you to go, whoa, that's really interesting. Yeah. Big year, big taxable event. Who knows what it's, you know, impacted by? Maybe you're an epic employee who had a bunch of, you know, stock appreciation rights. So I think you have called them SARs over there. You had a bunch of SARs come due, and you go, "Oh my goodness, it's this passive income that's spiking my income." Well, you could do a donor advised fund contribution. Maybe you're a small business owner that finally had a liquidity event. You can do these DAF contributions to bring down that taxable income in a year and basically pre-fund the next 10 or 20 years of your giving without having to give it to the final resting place immediately. Nice. So really exciting stuff here. If you've not looked into donor advised funds, definitely something we would suggest. And final tip, some of you are getting smart right now and you're going, ooh, what if I took my qualified charitable distribution from my RMD and put that into the donor advised fund? You can't do that. So you can't use QCDs to fund donor advised funds, but you can into private foundations or into some other foundations. So long story short, speak to your accountant, speak to your financial advisor. A lot of exciting things going on in the charitable giving world.
Really good opportunities. And as you mentioned, exciting things going on there. And of course, as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas each and every week, it's a great opportunity to learn more about Kloss Financial by heading on over to their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Again, a great website, a great resource for you to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and listen back to the podcast at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When utilizing a QCD, qualified charitable distribution, what is the limit for a taxpayer per year to transfer? Is it up to $50,000 or $100,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call, correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this most beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC.
a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.